Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. High temperatures reach up to 76. Today, under mainly sunny skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 47 tonight. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, 45.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is wrapping up the week signing up multiple bills into law for the end of legislative session 2024. One of those includes the, quote, Good Samaritan Law. As KSNT News reports that Governor Kelly signed more than six bills yesterday, including issues dealing with education, fentanyl, and cybersecurity. The Good Samaritan Bill, known as Senate Bill 419, was signed by Governor Kelly that would provide immunity from prosecution for certain drug crimes when people seek it to provide medical assistance related to the use of a controlled substance. In a statement from Governor Kelly, she said, quote, it is critical that Kansans are empowered to seek or deliver medical assistance during an emergency. This bill is a lifeline for families and Kansans who are battling substance use disorders. It will save lives and provide the opportunity for recovery. Senate Bill 414 also was passed that would increase penalties for people that were involved in manufacturing and distribution of fentanyl, including the unlawful distribution of fentanyl-related controlled substances.
It's Morgan, and I'm on the phone with Mike at Midwest Kia. Mike, your team has worked hard to provide your customers with a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience. For most of our listeners, it all begins with a visit to your website. I noticed some big changes online. What's going on?
That's right, Morgan. We recently updated our Midwest Express buying tool. It helps calculate payments, trade values, taxes, and more. Plus, we've added lenders who can provide full approval before you even step in the door. Those that have used the tool have saved as much as 2 hours from the typical dealership experience.
I know rebates and incentives can confuse some buyers, so does it also help with those?
Absolutely. With over 400 vehicles to choose from, we've really helped cut through a ton of the red tape so you can focus on finding the perfect ride.
Now, that's what I call a better way to buy. If you're looking for a new ride, make sure to visit my friends at Midwest Kia and online at MidwestKia.com. As always, see why people are singing.
We want to see you.
No disclaimer needed. Like we said, simple, transparent, and fast. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
The mayor for the city of Manhattan, Winfried Butler, has been arrested earlier this week after crashing his vehicle into a local liquor store. KSNT News reports the event happened around 8:30 on Wednesday evening when Riley County police officers were called to Kimball Avenue, where they found the man had driven a gray Infiniti into the Candlewood liquor store, who ended up being the mayor of the city of Manhattan. Butler was arrested for driving under the influence, and the total estimated loss of product in the liquor store valued over $1,000. According to the city communications director, Andrew Lawson, he said that the mayor has resigned effective as of Thursday. The city has also been without a city manager for the past 3 weeks as well for unrelated reasons. In other news, a local company in the Topeka area is calling a new project, Project Queen Bee, where they say they are bringing more than 180 jobs to the city. KSNT News reports the announcement came from the Joint Economic Development Organization, where the capital investment is set to be roughly $47 million, and the company is expected to bring in 1,000% return on the investment.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. U.S. Senator from Nebraska, Pete Ricketts, is one of 26 U.S. senators calling the United States Postal Service to pause planned changes to the mail processing and distribution centers in North Platte and all over the country. The letter comes following this week's news that the USPS intends to transfer their operations from North Platte to Denver, Colorado, and convert the North Platte facility to a local processing center. North Platte Area Chamber and Development Corporation President and CEO Gary Person had this to say to KNOP.
Disappointing, and it's just downright disgusting. You know, the lack of leadership at the highest level, the United States Postal Service, is just appalling. You know, and this is just further proof. It's just another dagger in the heart of rural America. You know, it's they just flat out don't care. They don't care about rural America. They don't care about small town citizens.
Always happy with your five-star customer service.
Your staff was super friendly and easy to work with.
Quick, helpful, responsive. Thank you. I'm so happy to be a Blue Valley customer.
Blue Valley is awesome.
Blue Valley employees are always helpful, kind, and efficient.
At Blue Valley Technologies, we appreciate all our customers. Thank you for entrusting us to keep you connected.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. It's graduation weekend as Centralia graduates 14 seniors Saturday at 10:30, Axtell with 9 at 11 a.m. Frankfurt graduates 23 at noon Saturday. Valley Heights has 23 seniors with commencement at 2. Diller O'Dell with 19, commencement at 2 p.m. Southern has 27 graduates Saturday at 5. Hanover and Lynn with commencement Sunday. Hanover 16 and Lynn 9 seniors. Washington County with 25 seniors graduating at 2. Marysville commencement exercises Sunday at 2:30 with 58 graduates this year. Class salutatorians were announced at Senior Awards last night. Anna Rose Latta and Ryan Roberts. Class valedictorian Haley Hingle. Flea market vendors moving into the Marysville City Park for the annual Mother's Day Market this weekend, Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 9 to 3. Vendors will have flowers, yard art, antiques, collectibles, and more, along with several food vendors. The art show is underway at the Marysville Junior Senior High, the model railroad display at the Historic Depot. The Chicken Barbecue Sunday serves 11 to 2 at the Helvering Center with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. For delivery Sunday, phone 562-8374, $15 for a half chicken meal. The market and barbecue are fundraisers for Marysville Chamber and Main Street. National Weather Service confirming storm damage to a state highway yard in southern Gage County Monday evening was, in fact, a weak EF0 tornado, creating wind speeds estimated around 80 miles per hour that touched down briefly and tracked for almost a mile shortly after 7 p.m. with a width of some 30 yards. A storage building and fence at the site was damaged, as well as some trees in the area, with the cloud rotation caught on video by storm spotters. Our public affairs guest this weekend, Marcy Penner with the Kansas Sampler Foundation, talks about the recent Big Kansas Road Trip in Lincoln and Ellsworth counties and Lucas this past weekend. At the Kansas Explorers meeting Sunday, it was announced the format will change moving forward.
We decided to change from a four-day format for the Big Kansas Road Trip to 4 one-day, what we're calling pop-up BKRTs. And that will allow us to cover more areas of the state and sometimes more remote areas that might not have the lodging or capacity to do 4 days. So I think this will be more flexible and will retain a lot of the things that people loved about the four-day Big Kansas Road Trip.
Blue Rapids was chosen for an August 24th pop-up event that will showcase the community.
The places that we've picked so far and on purpose were places that have some really awesome things to do. And also, they're just good at sharing their story of their rural culture. So we tried to pick places that maybe didn't get the tourism attention that some bigger places did in the state. So those are the places we focused, and that kind of criteria will continue as we go over the years, picking our four places each year.
Join the conversation with Marcy Penner as she talks more about the Blue Rapids event Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. She also talks as to how Blue Rapids was designated for the August pop-up.
When you look at Kansas as a playground and you're looking for fun things to do, as well as, you know, just have the opportunity to see other places in that area, we thought Blue Rapids was perfect. And one reason we chose Blue Rapids as our first is that they're known for having good volunteers. So it'll be a wonderful place to ease into this new format.
Rita A. Messick, age 91, of the Houston area, passed away May 2nd. Graveside service Saturday, May 11th, 11 a.m. at the Vermilion Cemetery. Axtell Landreth, funeral home in charge of arrangements for Rita Messick. Glenn J. Fox, age 88, of Frankfurt, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service May 18th, 10 a.m. from Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfurt. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfurt. Rosary, May 17th at 7 p.m. at the church. Visitation, May 17th, 10 to 5 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfurt, in charge of arrangements for Glenn Fox. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, peas, and fruited jello. Monday's menu, baked fish with a biscuit, mashed sweet potato, mixed veggie, and blushing pears. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminding the second half 2023 personal property taxes are due Friday, May 10th. Pay in person at the Treasurer's Office, the Marshall County Courthouse, at any bank in Marshall County. A drop box is also available outside the courthouse for after hours. If you're including information in the mail or in the drop box, please include your payment stubs and note your contact information on your check. Please don't include cash. Friday, May 10th, second half personal property taxes due.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies overnight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More sunshine into Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and staying mostly cloudy into Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid 70s. Then showers and thunderstorms continue into Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Showers still continue into Monday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible into Monday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Warmer into Tuesday, some scattered showers, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then more scattered showers possible into Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. And still some rain Wednesday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 74, record high on this date hit the century mark. The average low 52 and the record low 29. Sunset this evening 8:29, sunrise in the morning at 6:18. 47 degrees, sunny skies. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 10th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, ready for planting season? Need a fuel buddy who's got your back? Kramer Oil is here for you. From Marysville to Jamestown, Longford, and everywhere in between, our 13 card lock locations keep you running smooth from sunup to sundown. Say goodbye to running on empty during planting. With Kramer Oil, you get reliable fuel services that fit just right with your farm's needs. Kramer Oil, powering your farm success, your go-to for fuel in Kansas and Nebraska.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
From ABC Sports, This is Rich Cantu. NBA Western Semis, Thunder Mavs, Game 2. OKC had won 9 straight heading back into the regular season, but looked mortal in a 119-110 home loss to Dallas that tied the series at a game apiece. The difference last night, Luka Doncic?
Just our energy. I think we shared the ball really well. We were knocking down shots. We were open shots, so just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
In Boston, the Cavaliers tied their series with the Celtics, a suffocating 118-94 Game 2 blowout. Donovan Mitchell led all scorers with 29. Evan Mobley and Caris LeVert each added 21. Mitchell enjoying the win, but shifting focus to Game 3 in Cleveland.
I mean, it's always good to get a win on the road, you know, but at the end of the day, it's one game. So it was good to get the win. We did a lot of really positive things, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. We got to go take care of home court. So it's nice to get this win, but at the end of the day, we got one day to prepare and get ready for to protect home court.
Stanley Cup playoffs, the Stars survive after nearly blowing a 4-0 lead. Down 4 goals in the third period, the Avalanche would score 3 unanswered. Fortunately, in the final minute, Esa Lindell would put the lid on this one.
Lindell towards the empty net will score!
On KTCK, the Stars even the series at 1 with a 5-3 win. In Raleigh, overtime between the Carolina Panthers and New York Rangers, knotted at 2, just 1 minute into the fourth period.
Left side, Lafreniere sends it in. Round the boards it goes. Missed by Orlov. Played it. Score! Yes! The Rangers win it!
The final call from 98.7 ESPN New York. Artemi Panarin sending Canes fans home hopeless as the Rangers take a 3-0 series lead, 3-2 the final, and can close out Carolina on Saturday. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Regional baseball action Thursday. Marysville, the number 6 seed, a come-from-behind 18-11 win, knocks off third seed Beloit as MHS advances to host second seed Nemahal Central next Tuesday afternoon at 4. Top of the bracket, top seed Ellsworth shuts out Horton 15-0, and fourth seed Southeast of Saline tops Sylvan Lucas 15-0. At Onega, Frankfort Centralia bats got rolling in a 10-0 five-inning win over Valley Heights. And 7th seed Blue Valley surprises 2nd seed host Onega 4-3. Top of the bracket, top seed Mission Valley wins over Horton 10-0, and 4th seed Waubonsie beat Jackson Heights 12-2. Semifinals Tuesday afternoon see Frankfort Centralia taking on Blue Valley in the second game about 4:30. The championship to follow Tuesday evening with the live broadcast on KNDY FM 95.5. Marysville High boys tennis team qualified 3 for state. Doubles of Blake Spicer and Titus Wasson, as well as Kevin Wicks in singles, state this Friday at Prairie Village. NCKL League track meet at Marysville Friday. Twin Valley Lake Golf at Waterville Friday. Marysville golf team finished 4th in the NCKL tournament Monday at Marysville Country Club, led by Zephyr Landell and Mason Rader, tied for 10th with 87s. Regional golf is Monday the 13th.
It's race week at the Beatrice Speedway. The green flag flies Friday with a twist to the night. Makeup A features from last week will start at 7:30 p.m. with Sport Mod, Hobby Stock, and Modifieds, while regular racing will follow with Modified Stock Car, Hobby Stock, Sport Mod, and Compact. Have a blast this Friday at the Beatrice Speedway, and a reminder, no races next week. Find more information and the full race schedule at beatricespeedway.com.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Renewed hope for interest rate cuts had investors in a buying mood Thursday. The NASDAQ rose 0.25%. The S&P picked up 0.5%. The Dow Jones gained 331 points to close at 39,388, its seventh positive session in a row. Meanwhile, homebuyers are getting some relief on the interest front. It's a modest decline, but mortgage rates have fallen for the first time in 4 weeks. The average 30-year rate is still slightly above 7%. The British economy has emerged from the shallow recession it fell into last year. Gross domestic product rose 0.6% in the first quarter in the UK. And the Justice Department has identified a senior leader of a Russia-based hacking group blamed for more than 20% of the world's ransomware attacks last year. Dmitry Yuryevich Koroshev faces a 26-count federal indictment. A $10 million reward has been posted for information that leads to his arrest. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Good Friday morning. Sims back with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. What's the latest, Larry?
Well, the bird flu issue started in Texas, found originally in a Texas dairy, really got the cattle market up and down like the fiddler's arm. I got to tell you, folks, when the news first broke, it went straight down, and then when some things came out, like we know the milk is safe, no problems at all with the milk that is pasteurized, that is. The U.S. government said they were starting to collect samples of ground beef at retail stores in states with the outbreaks of the flu. Dairy cows for testing remain really strong. Everybody was confident that the meat supply was safe until results back from some of these tests. They tested 30 ground beef samples real quick, negative for the virus, all 30 of them. They continue to test, especially in the states where there is bird flu. And, well, I tell you what, friends, we had quite a few. It spread quicker than I thought it would, and I think some others as well. We had one human case in Texas, a worker at the dairy where bird flu was found. He suffered pink eye exposure from that situation, but as far as we know, that was it. No known cases of bird flu in the beef cattle business. That's also a very important item, friends. So we shouldn't have to worry about steaks or anything like that. Hamburger comes a lot from cows, and so that's why they're so concerned about that. But so far, it's good news, folks. Don't have to worry about anything when it comes to food on our table, and we'll let you know if that changes. Thanks for being with us.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. With certain Kansas fish species presently spawning, K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist reminds pond owners about proper pond management in ideal fishing times. Joe Gerken discusses the current bluegill spawning season. He says they serve as the main food source for most bass ponds.
When the water temperatures hit the high 60s or low 70 degrees, you'll start to see them spawn. And so that's right around now in Kansas, late April, early May is when we start to see the spawning. So if you go down to your pond and walk around the edge, you'll probably see some bluegill hanging out. And they make nests, which are these perfect little circles. They kind of look like crop circles in the pond. The males are making these nests and trying to get the ladyfish to come hang out with them. So you'll get to see that quite a bit this time of year. It's fun to see. Bluegill are really important in our ponds, and they tend to get overlooked, but bluegill are really the foundation in a lot of ways. So they're reproducing, they're making a lot of offspring throughout the year, and all of those offspring, one of their main goals is to serve as prey items for bass.
Gerken relays how pond owners can keep their ponds properly stocked through fishing.
We've been taught, a lot of people have been taught that catch and release is what we always want to do, but we have to remember that ponds are closed systems, right? And so if we're adding more mouths, we're adding more fish, we have to remember to take some of those out. And so the recommendation is actually more than people think. In order to make sure that we're not having too many fish in our pond, which can lead to stunted fish or unhealthy fish, we have to harvest some fish. And that recommendation for largemouth bass is about 20 to 25 pounds per acre per year. And so that can be a lot more fish than most people think about taking out of a pond. It is important when you're taking those fish out to try to take small or medium-sized fish out. If you catch a really big fish and really want to hang on to that, you can, but it's best for the pond if you let the big fish go and you keep the little ones to take home.
He explains why people should engage in fishing before spawning.
Fishing is great this time of year. You know, right before the spawn, the fish are trying to eat a lot, make sure they have a lot of nutrients. So that's when you can go out and you can catch a lot of fish. They're really active. They're really aggressive. And also, the females have a bunch of eggs. Female fish get bigger than male fish. And so this is a great opportunity to go catch some of those big females that are full of eggs, and they can be really big. So the pre-spawn is a great time. Right after they spawn, they tend to be a little bit timid, worried more about protecting their babies than they are kind of going out and eating. So the pre-spawn's a great time to fish. Post-spawn, maybe not as much, but it'll be summer soon. There'll be more opportunities coming up.
That was Joe Gerken, K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist, on bluegills and pond management. He encourages Kansans to partake in pre-spawn fishing because of increased fish activity. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Will the three chilly saints delay your planting schedule? A look at some old-time weather lore today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 10th. It is the 131st day of the year. Weather lore says that the next few days will mark a period ruled by the three chilly saints. May 11th through the 13th are the feast days for a trio of relatively obscure saints, most noted for a cold snap that occurs around this time. Elsewhere, they're known as the Ice Saints, Frost Saints, or Iceman Days. The cold snap attributed to them was once so predictable that farmers would delay planting until the three chilly saints' days had passed. Some cultures also attribute a late frost to St. Boniface Day on May 14th. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always find your local weather outlook anytime online. Just visit almanac.com.
.731 from KNDY and 51 this hour. Highs into the 70s today, could nudge 80 on Saturday. Chance of showers moving in Sunday into Monday.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are back in action for game number two of a three-game series on the road in Los Angeles, taking on the Angels. Their first pitch is a later first pitch tonight at 8:38. Kansas City wrapped up their final three-game series against the Milwaukee Brewers on Wednesday this week, where they ended up going 2-3 for the series, winning the final game by a 6-4 victory. Kansas City continues to battle in the American League Central, tied with the Minnesota Twins, where they are sitting 22-16 overall. The Twins are at 22-15 and have bumped up to that number two slot in the division. So far, the Cleveland Guardians have been holding on to that number one slot at 24-13 overall for their regular season. After Kansas City wraps up with this series against the Angels on Sunday, they head on the road to Seattle to take on the Mariners starting on Monday for another three-game series before returning back home against the Athletics. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
For the first time in school history, the Frankfort Wildcats and Valley Heights Mustangs meet up on the ball diamond in a regional action. Frankfort takes this one 10-0 to move on to second round regional action in Class 1A Division 2 in baseball. It was all the Frankfort offense here in this one. They totted up 8 steals on 3 walks, 3 hit by batters. Only 6 hits drove in the 10 runs for Frankfort. It was the offense as a whole for the Wildcats, but it was the pitching of Lane Loizzo for Frankfort tonight. He went all 5 innings, allowed 3 hits, no earned runs, 8 strikeouts. So the Valley Heights Mustangs offense could just not get anything going on this Thursday afternoon in their first ever visit to a regional tournament roundabout. Frankfort wins this one 10-0. They will take on the winner of Onega Blue Valley next Tuesday at the Mission Valley in a bid for a state title berth. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Max Blaske.
Regional baseball action Thursday. Marysville, the number 6 seed, a come-from-behind 18-11 win, knocks off 3rd seed Beloit as MHS advances to host 2nd seed Nemahal Central next Tuesday afternoon at 4. Top of the bracket, top seed Ellsworth shuts out Horton 15-0, and 4th seed Southeast of Saline tops Sylvan Lucas 15-0. At Onega, Frankfort Centralia bats got rolling in a 10-0 5-inning win over Valley Heights. And 7th seed Blue Valley surprised the 2nd seed host Onega 4-3. Top of the bracket, top seed Mission Valley wins over Horton 10-0, and 4th seed Wabunsee beat Jackson Heights 12-2. Semifinals Tuesday afternoon see Frankfort Centralia taking on Blue Valley in the 2nd game about 4:30. The championship to follow Tuesday evening with the live broadcast on KNDY FM 95.5. Marysville High boys tennis team qualified 3 for state. Doubles of Blake Spicer and Titus Wasson, as well as Kevin Wicks in singles, state this Friday at Prairie Village. NCKL League track meet at Marysville Friday. Twin Valley Lake Golf at Waterville Friday. Marysville golf team finished 4th in the NCKL tournament Monday at Marysville Country Club, led by Zephyr Landell, and Mason Rader tied for 10th with 87s. Regional golf is Monday the 13th.
KNDY.